Welcome to the Central Media Office of Hizb al-Tahrir's English podcast. Press release. O armies of the Muslims, if you do not move to defend the Masra of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then who will? The so-called Temple Mount organizations and extremist settler groups are preparing to carry out a large-scale raid in the Al-Aqsa Mosque compound on Thursday, July 23, 2026. In an attempt to exceed 5,000 intruders in a single day. The preparations are not limited to increasing the number of participants in the raid, but also include intensifying the performance of Talmudic rituals within the Al-Aqsa Mosque courtyards, including group prayers, prostration, and the introduction and public reading of religious scroll. It is a testament to the heroic leader Salah ad-Din that when his companions asked him why he rarely joked or smiled before the battle to liberate Al-Quds, he replied, "How can I smile while Bayt al-Maqdis is captive? By Allah, I am ashamed before Allah to smile while my brothers there are being tortured and killed." He was preparing and hastening his steps to liberate Al-Aqsa Mosque. So why do the armies of the Muslim Ummah capable of liberating Al-Quds and all of blessed Palestine in a single hour of day remain inactive? The situation is dire, and the sin is immense for every capable person who fails to fulfill their duty since the occupation of the blessed land of Palestine. The Jewish entity has been striving to displace its people and desecrate its sacred sites, unconcerned by rulers who have shown them nothing but complicity against Palestine and the Muslim Ummah. As for the Western countries, they have not hesitated for a moment to provide it with all forms of support. If the armies of the Muslim Ummah do not mobilize to defend Al-Aqsa and the Masra, site of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam's night journey, then who will? The honor of those who participate in the upcoming liberation battle is a great one, and it is enough for them that Allah described them as His servants of great might. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَإِذَا جَاءَ وَعْدُ أُولَاهُمَا بَعَثْنَا عَلَيْكُمْ عِبَادًا لَنَا أُولِي بَأْسٍ شَدِيدٍ فَجَاسُوا خِلَالَ الدِّيَارِ وَكَانَ وَعْدًا مَفْعُولًا. When the first of the two warnings would come to pass, we would send against you some of our servants of great might who would ravage your homes. This would be a warning fulfilled. Al-Isra 5. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and when the second warning would come to pass, your enemies would be left to totally disgrace you and enter that place of worship as they entered it the first time and utterly destroy whatever would fall in their hands. Al-Isra 7. It is therefore incumbent upon every soldier and officer to roll up their sleeves and immediately set out to defend Al-Aqsa Mosque, the first Qibla of Muslims and the third noble Haram, sacred site, in Islam. Those who fail to do so will face regret and sorrow. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِلَّا تَنْفِرُوا يُعَذِّبُكُمْ عَذَابًا أَلِيمًا وَيَسْتَبْدِلْ قَوْمًا غَيْرَكُمْ وَلَا تَضُرُّوهُ شَيْئًا وَاللَّهُ عَلَىٰ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٌ. If you do not march forth, he will afflict you with a painful torment and replace you with other people. You are not harming him in the least, and Allah is most capable of everything. At-Tawbah 39. The Central Media Office of Hizb al-Tahrir.